Second, the right fielder, number 27, Josue DiPaolo. Batting third, the second baseman, number 9, Jordan Thompson. Batting fourth, the first baseman, number 30, Joe Vitrano. Batting fifth, the third baseman, number 33, Oswaldo Osorio. Batting sixth, the shortstop, number 57, Sean McClain. Batting seventh, the catcher, number 44, Jesus Galiz. Batting eighth, the designated hitter, number 36, Samuel Munoz. Batting ninth, the left fielder, number 5, Juan Alonso. And the starting pitcher for the Quakes, number 10, Gabe Emery. Introduction of tonight's starting lineup as presented by manager D. Gardner. Batting first for the Hive, the third baseman, number 35, Anderson Rojas. Batting second, the shortstop, number 10, Yansel Ruiz. Batting third, the first baseman, number 20, Ruben Santana. Batting cleanup, the right fielder, number 18, Junior Franco. Batting fifth, the catcher, number 16, Adrian De Leon. Batting sixth, the center fielder, number 6, Drew Jones. Batting 7, the designated hitter for the Hive, number 3, Angel Ortiz. Batting 8, the second baseman, number 13, Cole Roberts. And batting 9, the left fielder, number 1, Jefferson Pena. Tonight's starting pitcher for the Hive, getting warmed up in the bullpen, number 25, Adonis Perez. Thank you.
Cheering on a loved one playing their favorite sport. Preparing the meals your family loves. Making your community a better place. Whatever fills your heart, the experts at Adventist Health are the right ones to care for it. With the latest treatments and game-changing innovations, we do more than keep your heart healthy. We keep you healthy so you can keep following your heart.
Tonight's ceremonial first pitches, we want to introduce the president of Adventist Health Central California, Jason Wells, who has something he'd like to say. Take it away, Jason.
Hey, let's have a great night tonight. We have over 2,000 strong in the stands, nurses and doctors and team members and family members from Adventist Health. Four area hospitals, over 100 clinics. We're honored to be here celebrating Rawhide today. Let's have a great day. We have a patient and a survivor who had life-saving surgery just 2 days ago. Janet is up in the stands somewhere. Danny's going to throw a pitch. But God bless everyone. Let's have fun today. Thank you.
Thank you, Jason. All right. Jason's going to be throwing out the first pitch here. Coming up next, celebrating the birthday and throwing out our next ceremonial first pitch is Jameson P. Representing Griswold LaSalle, give it up next for our next ceremonial first pitch, Gavin Lay. And now representing CCGI, we have Tegan. Tegan going out for our next ceremonial first pitch. Our final ceremonial first pitch is being thrown by Adventist Health patient Jackie Wills on behalf of her, who is being accompanied by her husband, Danny Moreno. Jackie was treated by the emergency department at Adventist Health Tulare. The team worked quickly to get her in stable condition. Thanks to their quick action, she got life-saving surgery at Adventist Health Davis Field. The rehab team at Adventist Health Cleveland got Jackie back on her feet, and after a month-long patient journey, she is here with us. Her husband Danny just threw that first pitch. Let's give it up for Danny and Jackie, who are here in the crowd tonight. Those ceremonial first pitches are thanks to Adventist Health. Visalia Medical Clinic is an Adventist Health office that offers you care for the entire family. With over 16 specialties, imaging services, laboratory service, and quick care office for after-hour non-emergency care. For more information, call 559-738-7500. That's 738-7500. Adventist Health Medical Office, Tulare, offers care for the whole family with primary care in over 12 different specialties, including dental. They accept Medi-Cal and most other insurances. The best part is they are accepting new patients, so schedule your appointment today by calling them at 605-0090. That's 605-0090.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome here to Valley Strong Ballpark here in Visalia for this matchup between the Visalia Rawhide and the visiting Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. The winner of this game here today will, in fact, be able to at least clinch a split of this series, as these two teams have split the previous four games, going back and forth in all four of those. Visalia coming into this one 13-17 overall on the year. Rancho 17-12, and it should be an exciting pitching matchup, as it'll be the lefty for the Rawhide, Adonis Perez, who will get the bump in this start. Again, as I was saying, the winner of this game will at least claim a split of this six-game series, and we'll kind of give you a little bit of the background as far as what happened the last couple of times that these two teams have played. Again, this was we're in the middle of a six-game series that started back on Tuesday. It was Rancho Cucamonga who was victorious by one run in that first game of the series, and then the Rawhide were able to, or I beg your pardon, it was the Rawhide who were victorious in game one of that series, and then it was the Quakes who bounced back with a 5-0 victory on Wednesday. The Rawhide were able to bounce back with an 8-6 victory on Thursday before Rancho Cucamonga was able to get a couple of runs late in the game yesterday that gave them the 4-2 victory. So 6:30 p.m. were scheduled for the first pitch on Nurses Awareness Night here, or Nurses Appreciation Night, I beg your pardon, here at Valley Strong Ballpark. We had a handful of great first pitches that were thrown out. We'll take a break, and then we'll come back for starting lineups after the national anthem here from Valley Strong Ballpark here in Visalia.
For those that can't rise, please stand and remove your caps for the singing of our national anthem. Here to perform the national anthem, a father-daughter duet from Jim and Jillian Nyberg.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what pale at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous night, as we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets rang, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Give it up for Jim and his daughter, Jillian Nyberg. Pitcher fans, correction, starting pitcher for the High, number 12, Denny Lorando.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back here to Valley Strong Ballpark. I made a mistake in the introduction. We had listed that Adonis Perez was going to be the starting pitcher for the Rawhide, but instead it's going to be the right-hander, number 21, Denny Lorando, who will take the bump to get things started here on Nurses Appreciation Night. Fifth game of this six-game series. The finale will be coming up tomorrow afternoon, and it'll be Kendall George, the center fielder, to step in for Rancho Cucamonga and get things started on a beautiful evening here in Visalia as the first pitch is on its way, and George wastes no time, pops it up, and that one will get out of play. 6:35, the first pitch. So George behind in the count quickly, nothing and one. Swing and a miss. Has a nice job there coming in with the fastball by Lorando. Quickly, nothing and two. Numbers for Lorando this year, making his sixth start for Visalia. As the 0-2 misses upstairs. One ball, two strikes. Making his sixth start. Thrown 19 and a third innings. Given up 11 runs, or 13 runs rather, only 11 earned as he comes inside with an off-speed pitch, and George able to lay off. Lorando, 24 strikeouts to 21 walks, so he would Obviously look to find the strike zone early. 2-2 lined out into shallow left field, but now moving back is Jefferson Pena, and instead it's going to be Drew Jones who cuts it off deep in left center field and makes the catch for the first out. Boy, I'll tell you what, I didn't think that ball was going to have as much carry as it did, but Drew Jones able to track it down, and with that, let's give you the rest of the defense for the Rawhide as Adrian De Leon behind the dish, catching the balls and strikes. The infield, Anderson Rojas and Jancel Luis on the left side at third and short. Cole Roberts at second. Ruben Santana at first as Josue De Paula takes an off-speed pitch on the outer edge of the plate for a called strike. Outfield for the Rawhide, Pena in left, Jones in center, and Junior Franco in right as the 0-1 on its way. Check swing, appeal down to first, and yes, a swing, says first base umpire Jeremy Rada. So another quick 0-2 here as Lorando trying to work quickly through this top half of the first inning. The windup and the pitch just a bit outside. And you could see De Leon behind the plate. Looking back at home plate umpire Alan Bryan, just trying to get a feel for the zone. It's still early. Just got to figure out where the strike zone is. Lorando winds and comes in. Off speed. Misses inside. So the count evens up. Now two balls and two strikes. Lorando taking a long look in. Now finally comes home. That one popped up into the air left side. This one is shallow, though, as Pena has a beat on it. Now has to come back to his left and makes the catch for out number two. And that's a tough play, especially at this time of day. The sun's setting to the west, and you can see on your screen the shadows kind of creeping across the infield slowly. So this is not an easy time of day for anybody on the left side of the field to try and field as Jordan Thompson, the second baseman, steps up with nobody on. Two outs here in the top of the first, and he takes low and away for a ball. Give you the rest of the lineup here for the Quakes. Thompson batting third at the plate right now. Joe Vetrano, the cleanup hitter. Oswaldo Osorio batting five. Sean McClain batting sixth. Jesus Galiz, Samuel Munoz, and Juan Alonso round out the order as the 1-0 is on the outside corner for a strike. Evens up the count at 1-1. So a couple of pop-ups here to start this top half of the first inning. Lorando looking for a 1-2-3 inning. 1-1 misses outside. I mentioned these two teams, they have been trading games in this series so far. It was the Rawhide that took the win on Tuesday for the first game as that one popped up, and that one will get over our heads of the press box and out into the parking lot. So the count remains the same. It was a 5-4 Rawhide victory on Tuesday before the Quakes were able to bounce back with a 5-0 shutout. But then Visalia answers right back with an 8-6 victory on Thursday before a late Rancho rally in the ninth faltered the Rawhide 4-2. They dropped the game yesterday. Count works full, 3-2. Lorando ready. Now comes home. Popped up left side. Is it going to stay in the yard? Pena giving chase down the line. He's going to have some room. Now has to come back, straddling the left field line, and makes the catch for out number three. So three pop-ups induced by Lorando, all to the left side of the field. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for the Rawhide. We'll see what they can do when they come up to the plate. Bottom of the first when we come back. Welcome back here to Valley Strong Ballpark in Visalia. Eric Bentley bringing you this California League action. I do have to apologize. In that top half of the first inning, there was a misprint on the defense for the Rawhide. It's Junior Franco in left field and Jefferson Pena in right. So my apologies for that. Anderson Rojas up at the plate to lead things off in the bottom half of the first inning, and he takes inside for a ball. Rojas facing off against the starter, Gabe Emmert. And Emmert's 0-1 is fouled off of maybe the foot of Rojas as he got jammed. So Rojas will take a second to walk that one out of the box. You take another look and see where that got him. Yeah, maybe just a bit on the inside of that front foot. Does have the shin guard there, though, but still not going to feel pleasant either way. 1-1. Breaking ball, misses low. Give you the lineup for the Rawhide. Rojas, obviously, at the plate. Chancel Luis, the shortstop, batting second. Ruben Santana playing third as the 2-1 is fouled back to the screen. Junior Franco, the left fielder, batting cleanup. Adrian De Leon, the catcher, batting fifth. Drew Jones, batting sixth. Angel Ortiz, Cole Roberts, and Jefferson Pena round out the bottom half of the Visalia lineup as the 2-2 is dribbled over to short. Sean McClain going to charge on a couple of hops. His throw over to first is a bit high, but Joe Vetrano able to keep his foot on the bag for out number one. And again, like I was mentioning, even on a ground ball like that, trying to charge it when you've got the sun that is setting in your line of sight, not going to be easy. The left side of the infield for the Quakes, they've got sunglasses, but they're still wearing them up on the hats as Luis fouls the first pitch off. Give you the defense now for the Quakes. You can see Sean McClain there, the shortstop, with the shades on the head. Oswaldo Oreo at third. Jordan Thompson at second base. Joe Vetrano at first. The outfield from left to right. Juan Alonso, Kendall George, and Josue De Paula with Jesus Galiz behind the dish, catching the balls and the strikes. The 0-2 pitch misses low. One ball and two strikes. Nobody on. One down here in the bottom half of the first inning. Has that one lined over to third, and on the backhand, Osorio is not able to snag it. It's going to trickle its way into center field, and Jancel Luis has the first hit of the game, a single.
Sip is special. Now batting for the high, number 20, Ruben Santana.
And that's just a good piece of hitting. He takes it the other way. The defense was shifted a little bit over towards the second base side, and Osorio not really with much of a chance to get there. It would have been a really tough backhanded play, and even if he snagged it, I'm not sure if he would have been able to get up in time to throw Luis out. But nonetheless, a runner on for Visalia as Ruben Santana takes the first pitch for a strike. Santana batting 263 for Visalia, takes an off-speed pitch just a bit outside. As Gabe Emmert takes a long look in, now raises and delivers. The runner goes. The pitch is a swing and a miss. The throw to second is going to be in time, but McClain can't hang on to the ball. It'll be a stolen base. Luis a little bit late on the jump there. It was a good exchange from the catcher, Galiz, on the short hop. McClain just unable to glove it. Comes up a bit inside on the wrist. So Visalia with a runner in scoring position early. 1-2 to Santana. And Santana takes a breaking ball. That one just misses. So a chance for the Rawhide to strike early in this one. A single and a stolen base. Two balls and two strikes to count to the Visalia first baseman. And Santana swings and can't connect. So Gabe Emmert probably pitching for the strikeout in that situation, and he gets just that.
Number 18, Junior Franco.
as Junior Franco will step up to the plate. And you see, that's just really nice movement there from Emmett coming in on Santana. A little two-seam movement on the inside. Nice pitch. Now two down here, and Emmett trying to get out with a runner on second as Franco takes outside for a ball. Beautiful afternoon for baseball here in Visalia, and boy, have the fans shown up as Franco out in front chasing evens up the count. One ball and a strike. Lots of fans out here enjoying the good weather, a little on the warm side, but if you're from this area, you know that you can't complain about high 80s, low 90s as Franco unable to make contact on the 1-1 and quickly falls behind 1-2 and elects to take his timeout. So Franco digs back in. The 1-2, bouncer inside. So the count even now to Franco. Luis still standing on second. Visalia looking to strike first here in the first. Franco waiting on Emmett's 2-2. And now we're going to have a timeout called by Galise, the catcher. As maybe a little bit of a chess match in this at-bat. We saw Franco take his time. Now a defensive timeout. 2-2 just misses. And Galise was holding that one there, trying to get the frame job for his pitcher, Emmett. And you see there, yeah, just a bit low. So the count works full. Franco looking to keep the line moving with two outs here in the first. The payoff pitch misses low. So Franco draws the walk, and the Rawhide have put two on here with two out in the bottom of the first. And that was a good at-bat by Franco there, the patience. And you see there again, Emmett tried to go back to the same spot that he threw that 2-2 pitch in, and this one missed even lower. So a good eye there by Franco to lay off. And now Adrian De Leon will step up to the plate with two on and two outs. De Leon batting .245 on the year. Does have one home run, four runs batted in, and this is an RBI situation as he takes low and away, and it gets away from Galise, the catcher, in and out of his glove, and both runners are going to be able to advance 90 feet. And you see there, it was low in the dirt, and Galise just didn't really look like he was able to get a glove on it. Maybe got crossed up a little bit. I mean, he did get a glove on it, but that's probably a play that he thinks that he should keep that ball in front of him. Nonetheless, 1-0, the pitch is appealed and no swing, so a two-ball, no-strike count. It was a late call from Alan Bryan before deciding that he was going to use the help, and yep, probably didn't go around. And another mound visit here for Rancho in this bottom half of the first. So that's two visits already, as it looks like maybe they're just trying to settle Gabe Emmett in a little bit. Both of the pitches, or even the last three pitches, have missed fairly low and been relatively easy takes for these Visalia hitters up at the plate. And now you've got Adrian De Leon, who will dig into the box with a 2-0 lead. And you see there again on the replay, Galise looked like he got crossed up again, so maybe some miscommunication from pitcher to catcher on what is going to be thrown as the 2-0 misses inside, and De Leon in the driver's seat, 3-0. Emmett trying to work himself out of a jam, gave up a single and a walk, a stolen base, a wild pitch, as that one just catches the outside corner, and De Leon didn't really look like he had any interest in taking a hack at that 3-0 pitch, but we'll see if he has the green light, 3-1. Pitch on the way. Misses low. Another walk. Back-to-back walks with two outs in the Rawhide. Have loaded the bases in the bottom of the first for Drew Jones. So it's Luis at third, Franco at second, De Leon at first, and Drew Jones with a chance to make a big impact here early for Visalia. First pitch on the way. Off-speed pitch rolled over to the left side. Coming in is Osorio at third. Makes the throw over to first in time for out number three. So the Rawhide load the bases, but nothing comes of it. Through ending of action, and no score here from Valley Strong Ballpark. Joe Vetrano, Oswaldo Osiro, and Sean McClain, the three batters, do up as that one lined over to short, and Luis at short, unable to make the snag as it goes off the top of his glove when one pitch for the first hit of the afternoon for the Quakes as Vetrano singles. And just a good piece of hitting, and you see there, not for a lack of effort from Jancel Luis at short, but just a bit too high for him to grab. So Vetrano now standing on first with one out. Osorio takes the first pitch for a strike. Osorio on the year batting 316 for the Quakes. Been a bright spot in their lineup as he takes and a really nice breaking ball there from Lorando in there for a strike. So quickly, nothing in two. Lorando looking to work quickly now comes in, and that one clips the wrist of Osorio. Or no, maybe it got the bat. No, it did get the wrist. Oh, no, got the bat. I couldn't tell the way he was taking off the wrist guard. It looked like maybe it came a little inside, but must have gotten off the inside of the knob of the bat. So just a foul ball, and the count remains nothing and two. Outside. Vetrano at first after that leadoff single. Osorio waiting on a 1-2. That one skied high up into the air. Left side of the infield. Going to be a tough play with the sun. Luis is going to backpedal his way out into shallow left and makes the catch for out number one. So with the leadoff runner getting on, a non-productive out, exactly what the rawhide we're looking for, and now the double play still in order to try and get him out of the inning for Lorando. Sean McLean up to the plate. McLean, a 267 hitter, takes low and away for ball one. So 1-0 count. McLean, the shortstop, waiting on the pitch from Lorando, and it's swung on and missed. Good pitch there from Danny Lorando. Keep the Quakes guessing up at the plate. All three outs in the top half of the first inning were fly balls, and the one out here in the second has been a pop-up. All of them have been to the left side as a breaking ball on the outside corner for a strike. A late call from home plate umpire Alan Bryan. But Lorando paints the outside corner and gets McLean behind in the count, 1-2. Vetrano still on first. 1-2 misses high and away, and De Leon fakes a throw down to first that sends Vetrano sliding back to the bag, but no throw actually made. Rancho Cucamonga out there in the gray jerseys, gray pants with the blue accents. The Rawhide, white pants with the black specialty jerseys with the American flag print for the lettering and the numbering as a snap throw over to first. Not in time to get Vetrano. So McLean digs back in, waiting on a two-ball, two-strike pitch. 2-2, breaking ball on the outside corner, called strike three. And that was the same pitch that he was able to get for strike two there on the outside corner. Just a big breaking ball that paints the outside, and you can't really hand it off much better than that to De Leon behind the plate. A really impressive strikeout. And after the leadoff single, now two down here in the top of the second. Jesus Galiz, the catcher, tries to go opposite field on the first pitch that he sees and sends it back to the screen, foul. And defensively going back to the first inning, it was a passed ball that was charged to Jesus Galiz, the catcher, that allowed the two Visalia runners to move up to second and third. But as you see, we're scoreless, so nothing comes of it. That one gets inside and gets away from De Leon, and he's going to have to run back and chase it down. An easy scamper down to second for Vetrano.
Hey, Matt. Do you touch my drum set?
So now the Quakes put a runner in scoring position for the first time this afternoon. As Galiz will wait on the 1-1. Rondo Wines comes home in a fastball right by Galiz, 1-2. So Lorando went breaking ball heavy in the McLean at bat and surprises Galiz with a 1-1 fastball. The 1-2 on its way. And a breaking ball paints the outside corner again. Called strike three. So after the leadoff single, an infield pop-up, and a pair of called strike threes for Danny Lorando. And you can see him right there. Two really good things of beauty. Still no score here. Bottom of the second when we come back from Visalia.
Angel Ortiz.
Bottom third of the order due up for Visalia here in the bottom of the second inning. Angel Ortiz, Cole Roberts, and Jefferson Pena up to face off against Gabe Emmett out there for his second inning of work. And Emmett wastes no time delivering a first pitch strike. Angel Ortiz, the designated hitter for the Rawhide, looking to get things going at the plate this season as he takes inside to even up the count at 1-1. Visalia loaded the bases back in the first inning. Unable to get a run out of it, though, as the 1-1 skied high up into the air, center field. In the yard, though, as Kendall George is going to move over to his right and a couple of steps back and makes the catch for out number one. There is a slight breeze blowing here at Valley Strong Ballpark, but not necessarily enough that would give any sort of benefit to the hitter. It's a typical Central Valley day. As now Roberts steps up to the plate, nobody on, one out. First pitch misses outside. No, on the outside corner for a strike. So we've seen that outside corner to these right-handed hitters. That's going to be a strike for home plate umpire Alan Bryan. We saw Lorando was the beneficiary of a couple of pitches on the outer half of the plate, and now Emmett says, well, if that's a strike, I'm going to go there too. 1-1. That one just misses. So two balls and a strike to Roberts, batting 220 on the year. As he takes a breaking ball on the inside part of the plate for a strike. And so now a batter timeout as Roberts going to take a minute to try and figure out what the strike zone is. He got a pitch called outside, a pitch called inside. Both were strikes, but now has to defend, and he does just that as he lines that one opposite way over to first. But Vetrano there easily for the second out. So in a two-strike count, Roberts had to protect and tried to shoot it the opposite way. Nice job there by Vetrano to get over, moving to his left, but gets there in plenty of time. So now two down for the right fielder, Jefferson Pena. And Pena takes for a ball. Pena on the year, a shade below 200 on the batting average, 196, as the 1-0 misses well outside. Two balls and a strike. So a fly out to left center. And a ground ball to first. Emmett looking for a 1-2-3 inning of his own here in the second. As that one dribbled foul over near the Rawhide dugout. Two balls and a strike to Pena. Emmett winds and delivers. That one just misses. So the count now 3-3. 3-1 on the outside corner, and there it is again. That outside pitch being called a strike, and now Pena going to step out of the box and again ask Alan Bryan where that one caught the strike zone, but here in the early goings, it's fairly evident that that outside part of the plate to these right-handed hitters is going to be fair game as that one lifted up and out of play.
That's a broken window for Vision Glassworks. Give Justin a call, 747-2000.
So the count remains full. No runs, one hit for the Rawhide. No runs, one hit for the Quakes. As that one off the end of the bat up the first base side. Vetrano's going to charge, and he's going to wave off Emmett and steps on the bag himself for out number three. So a nice, clean 1-2-3 inning for Gabe Emmett. And we're through two here in Visalia. Still no score here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Welcome back here to Valley Strong Ballpark. Eric Bentley bringing you this action between the Visalia Rawhide and the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Both teams have put runners on base so far, but no runs have come of it here on Nurses Appreciation Night. There was a ceremony pregame brought to you by Adventist Health. They said that they have about 2,000 healthcare workers here enjoying the action. As the first pitch of the third, to Samuel Munoz is in there for a strike. A one popped up and fouled down the left field line, and that'll get its way out of play. So quickly, nothing in two. For Visalia, Danny Lorando, the starter, has not really had to deal with a whole lot of trouble. Gave up a leadoff single in the second, but was able to retire the side as that one skied shallow out into center field. Going to be a tough play, but it's going to be taken by Drew Jones as he comes in and calls everybody off for the first out here in the top of the third. And that's one of those plays where the shadows can mess with an infielder if they're out there trying to field that pop fly, but you know, when you've got the second overall pick in the 2022 MLB draft out in center field, you just go ahead and let him take it. Juan Alonso up at the plate, cannot hold his swing, goes around on a pitch that was well outside of the strike zone. Quickly, nothing and one. Adrian De Leon wanted an appeal, but Alan Bryan behind the plate says, nope, Alonso went around. 0-1, fastball, just misses. So the count evens up at a ball and a strike after Alonso. The Quakes will turn it back over to the top of the order for Kendall George. Lorando winds and comes home. That one misses outside. And hey, I guess if you got Alonso to swing at that on the first pitch of the at-bat, why not try and throw it again? Lorando has been working very nicely here for the Rawhide so far through the first two and a third innings. As that pitch just misses. So the count now 3 balls and a strike. And again, you see these pitchers attacking that outside part of the strike zone. 3-1 on the outside, called a strike. So there it is. If you know that the strike's going to be there, you might as well continue to paint that corner. And that's what both pitchers have been doing here so far this afternoon. So the count full now. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Rondo winds and comes home. That one fouled straight back to the screen in a hurry. So we'll get set and get ready to do it all again. 6-game series between these two teams coming up tomorrow. It'll be Kids Club Sunday Social sponsored by Valley Children's Healthcare as the 3-2 breaking ball on the outside corner called strike three. And right now, Danny Lorando with the if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And it was a delayed call from home plate umpire Alan Bryan. And for a second, Lorando didn't think that he got the call, but you see it right there. That's just paint. And then he looks back, and then even De Leon, a little pump fake waiting for the strike three call. That's 3 strikeouts for Lorando. All of them have been called strike three. And now Kendall George up at the plate takes a bouncer in the dirt for a ball. Lorando in the second and now here in the third inning has really just continued to hit his spots. Hasn't had to really deal with a whole lot of stress so far as the 1-0 misses high. So 2 balls and no strikes to George, who fly out to center field, or left center field rather, back in the first. Takes away 3-0 now. And just a get it in pitch from Lorando, and he does just that. So three balls and one strike with nobody on, two outs here in the top of the third. Scoreless between Rancho Cucamonga and Visalia on a warm evening here in Visalia. 3-1 in there for a strike. So it doesn't really matter what the count is. Lorando has proven that he can paint corners. That one catches the high outside part of the plate, and so 3-0 to 3-2. And Lorando one pitch away from getting out of the inning. Here's the payoff. That one grounded over to second. On the backhand is Roberts. Roberts flips to first in time for out number three. So another 1-2-3 inning for Danny Lorando. And the Rawhide will head to the bottom of the third. Still no score here in Visalia. Bottom of the third inning, top of the Visalia order. Anderson Rojas, Jansel Luis, Ruben Santana due up to face off against Gabe Emmett. Still no score here early in this one as the first pitch breaking ball is on the outside for a strike. Rojas grounded out to short to get things going in the bottom half of the first for the Rawhide as the 0-1 misses inside. Shadows continuing to cast their way across the diamond here at Valley Strong Ballpark. 1-1 squares to bunt and bunts it foul, does Rojas. So the Rawhide may be trying to play a little bit of small ball, catch the Rancho defense napping a little bit. But Rojas can't bunt it in play, so falls behind in the count. Now one ball and two strikes to the second baseman, or the third baseman, I beg your pardon. And that one's foul tipped, and it gets past the catcher Galiz. Now the throw down to first in time for the putout. So Rojas retired on strikes for the first out here in the bottom of the third.
At the plate for the Hive, number 10, Jansel Luis.
And Jansel Luis we'll dig in now. Luis got the action going for Visalia in the bottom half of the first inning with a one-out single, advanced all the way to third, but was left stranded there. So he'll look to get on base again, and he squares to bunt, but can't connect and falls behind, nothing and one. So maybe the second time through the order, the Rawhide maybe switching up their approach against Emmett. Is that one grounded over to second? On the backhand is Jordan Thompson. Thompson gets up, throws to first, and it's not going to be in time for the out. So Luis with his second single of the afternoon. This one, an infield hit. And he reaches base again. And this was going to be a really tough play for Thompson. Deep in the hole at second base, has to field it, spins around, stands up, gets his footing underneath him. But really no chance there. So now one on and one out for Ruben Santana. And Santana takes on the outer half for a strike. Santana, a strikeout victim back in the first. Swing and a miss on the 0-1, and quickly behind, nothing in two. And now Santana will step out and take his timeout. Winner of this game today guarantees themselves at least a split of this six-game series. As we're tied at two games apiece coming into this one, the 0-2 inside, and Santana able to get out of the way. Santana batting .263 for Visalia on the year. Waiting on the 1-2 here. Swing and a miss. Runner goes. No, they're going to say a foul ball, I believe. Let's see what the ruling here is on this one. It was hard to tell in real time what the conversation was. I believe that Alan Bryan was saying that that pitch was fouled off, but manager John Shoemaker for the Quakes has a differing opinion. And again, from up here in the press box, that's one of those plays that's hard to tell. It did sound like maybe somebody got a piece of something. So the count remains 1-2. Pitch low and away. So you see, that's the replay there of the Santana foul tip that kept him alive. And now a snap throw over to first, and they caught Luis Knappen. He was leaning towards second, and he's picked off. Luis got a secondary lead over there at first base, and the timing of Emmett's snap throw was too perfect. And that's out number two. And that's unfortunate. Obviously, if you're Luis, you'll want to try and get that good secondary lead in case there's a ball put in play, but you put yourself at risk for situations like we just saw right there. So now two outs with nobody on, 3-2 to Santana, and the pitch misses for ball four. So another walk issued by Gabe Emmett. That's the third free pass that the Rawhide have been able to get here in this game. But again, still no score. Nobody has been able to take advantage of it. See if Junior Franco has anything to say about that as he checks his swing. The appeal down, not in time. Or no swing, rather. And you see there, just able to hold it up. So 1-0 to the Rawhide left fielder. The 1-0 off speed misses. Two balls and no strikes. Franco walked back in the first, advanced over to second on a passed ball, but again, with the Rawhide leaving the bases loaded in the first, nothing doing there, and now a throw over to first to see if Santana is getting too far off the first base back. I mean, why not when you're able to get a pickoff of Luis as the 2-0 misses, three balls and no strikes. Franco on the year. Three home runs, 11 runs batted in. He's got the leverage in the count, the 3-0. Misses inside, ball four, and another walk. And if you're Rancho, this is fairly similar to what we saw back in the first inning with a pair of two-out walks, but Emmett was able to get out of it in the first. We'll see what he can do here in the third as Adrian DeLeon will step up to the plate. So a nice job there by Santana and Franco to draw the walk. Not sure what the holdup was. Galiz, the catcher, had to run over towards the Quakes dugout. Maybe an equipment issue. Nonetheless, everybody back and ready to go. De Leon waiting on the first pitch, and he takes low for a ball. De Leon walked back in the first. But I'm sure that the Rawhide would like to put a barrel on the ball here in this situation as a breaking ball is in there for a called strike. It's nice to get walks to put runners on, but it's all about how you can capitalize on it. As De Leon, waiting on the 1-1, takes, and that one misses. So two balls and a strike. Santana at second, Franco at first, with two outs here in the bottom of the third. In this fifth game of this six-game series, the finale will be tomorrow afternoon as the 2-1 fastball cut on and missed. So De Leon looked like he was trying to run into one there, but couldn't make contact with the high fastball. And now a timeout as De Leon wants to take a second to think things over. So far this afternoon, Visalia has done a good job, especially with two outs putting runners on, but have yet to come up with the timely hit. Is that one cued off the end of the bat? Going to be a tough play. Emmett's going to field. There's nowhere to go. And Visalia's loaded the bases yet again. Adrian De Leon with a little squibber off the end of the bat. And just really kind of hit into no man's land. Emmett probably made the wise play by not trying to make a throw over to first. But nonetheless, you've now set up the table for Drew Jones, and he's got a chance maybe himself at a little bit of redemption as he was up with the bases loaded with two outs back in the bottom half of the first inning and ended up grounding out to third. And now Galiz and Emmett are going to take a minute to talk things over out there on the mound, as that's going to be the already third mound visit for Visalia here so far this afternoon. Give you the standings in the California League South. Rancho Cucamonga atop the standings in first place. 17-12 is their record. Visalia sitting at 13-17. A half game back of Lake Elsinore, who is 13-16. But obviously anytime if you're the Rawhide that you can try and take a win from the team ahead of you in the standings, you'd love to do so. As Jones grounds that one softly over to third, charging it as Osorio. His throw to first is not going to be in time. And the Rawhide are on the board first, thanks to the infield single from Drew Jones. And that was going to be a really tough play. You see, Jones got jammed a little bit, but Osorio has to charge it. It had to be perfect. And the speed of Drew Jones down the line, able to beat it out. And it's 1-0. Rawhide here in the bottom of the third. And the first pitch popped up into the air, right side of the infield. Jordan Thompson at second coming in. Now it's McLean who's going to call him off and make the catch about 10 feet behind the mound for out number three. But not before the Rawhide are able to do a little bit of damage with the RBI infield single from Drew Jones, as Visalia takes a 1-0 lead after three here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Josue DePaula, Jordan Thompson, and Joe Vitrano do up here in the top half of the fourth inning. Danny Lorando out there for his fourth inning of work, and he's been pitching very well for the Rawhide as the first pitch is lifted out into deep center field. Long run for Drew Jones, and he can't make the catch. He reaches up over his head. It one hops against the wall, and it'll be a leadoff double for Josue DePaula. That was a good piece of hitting there from the Quakes right fielder. You see he's not waiting around. First pitch puts it into the gap. Drew Jones has a lot of range and just unable to catch up to it. Able to get it in quickly, though, to hold DePaula at second to a double. But Lorando pitching with a lead for the first time, and Rancho Cucamonga says, yeah, well, we can make some noise on the offensive end, too. Jordan Thompson at the plate takes on the outer half for a strike. Thompson 0 for 1 today. Fly ball to left field to end the first inning as he waits on the 0-1. Breaking ball misses away. Shadows continuing to work their way across the field. A majority of the field is shaded, but the left center field gap, definitely going to be some sun issues there as the 1-1 outside. Two balls and a strike. See there, that's the sliver of sunshine that's left. Everything else, for the most part, in the shade on a beautiful afternoon here in Visalia. Runner on second goes. The pitch inside. The throw is deflected. Did it hit Thompson? We're going to have to see what happened on that. De Leon popped up and looked like he was going to make a throw down to third base to try and get the runner. Now De Leon looks like he might be injured. I don't know if his hand caught a piece of DePaula's bat on the follow through on the throw, but the ball popped up high up into the air up the left side of the infield. And now De Leon getting looked at. Have to see, can we see what happens on this? The pitch misses inside, and oh yeah, you see it right there. De Leon on the follow through gets the bat of Jordan Thompson. Take a look one more time. You see, comes through, tries to snap the throw, and then right there, just, I'm not sure if the ball hit the bat or if it was wrist or maybe a little bit of both, but whatever it is, that cannot feel very good. And that's a tough play because DePaula, the runner at second, had a really nice jump, and it would have taken a perfect throw to third base in order to have a chance for an out. But it looks like De Leon, fortunately for Visalia, is all right, and he'll stay in the action. But now a runner on third with nobody out, and a three ball one strike count for Jordan Thompson. And you see De Leon having a little bit of trouble even on the throw back to Lorando. First one went out into center field, so definitely a little bit of concern from the Visalia side of things as you see De Leon still trying to shake out that throwing hand. But he's looking over at the training staff and says that he's good to go, so hopefully he'll stay in the game. I mean, it is Nurses Appreciation Night. Obviously, both teams have very good training staffs, but probably some capable hands in the crowd, too, if need be. Everybody all right, though. Now three balls and a strike to Jordan Thompson. Thompson takes outside for a strike. And again, that outside corner, it's been there all evening long and continues to be there. So the count full to the Quakes second baseman. Runner on third with nobody out. Orondo looking for a strikeout. No, instead, it's popped out into shallow right field. Now moving back is Pena. Pena is going to be able to make the catch, but it's going to be deep enough as DePaula tags and scores from third, and we're tied at one. So Jordan Thompson does exactly what's asked of him in an RBI situation. All you got to do is, at the very least, put one deep enough for the runner to tag, and he does just that. So we're tied at one here with one out in the top of the fourth inning. Joe Vetrano up to the plate, and he takes low and in. Has to move the feet to get out of the way. Vetrano singled back in the second inning. It was the only hit for Rancho before the double to start things here in the fourth as the 1-0 misses. Two balls and no strikes. Vetrano batting 269 for the Quakes here as he swings and misses at the 2-0. So DePaula doubles, steals a base, and then comes in on the sack fly for the Rancho Cucamonga run as the 2-1 misses low. Three balls and a strike. Lorando winds and comes home, 3-1 inside, ball four. So Vetrano draws the walk. And it'll be Oswaldo Osorio who will dig in. Osorio, infield pop-up out to short in his at-bat back in the second inning. But now Rancho, the second time through the lineup, looking to have a little bit more success off of Lorando as that one's lined sharply over to second base and just past the glove of a diving Roberts into right field. So the Quakes are shaking things up here in the top half of the fourth inning. A double, a sack fly, a walk, and now a single as Osorio. Not for a lack of effort from Cole Roberts laying out, but unable to get to it. And now De Leon will give the defensive signals to the Visalia infield with two on and one out here in the top of the fourth. Tied at one. On a beautiful Saturday afternoon. First pitch, just a bit inside. So one ball, no strikes, the count with two on. As the Quakes look to answer right back, they've already got the one. As that pitch, a check swing in and out of the glove of De Leon, back to the screen, and both runners are going to advance. We'll have to see if that's going to be a passed ball or a wild pitch. Nonetheless, both runners move up, and that takes away the double play opportunity for Visalia to get themselves out of the inning. 2-0 on the way. Off speed, misses low. So three balls and no strikes to count. For Rancho Cucamonga, they're in the midst of a 12-game road trip after this series. They'll be back at home on Tuesday for a series against Inland Empire. 3-0, fouled straight back, and McLean had the green light and just missed it. You know, when you foul it straight back to the screen, the timing is on, and it was indeed there. As Lorando now waiting to deliver the 3-1. Here it comes. Off-speed pitch blooped out into shallow center field. Drew Jones, though, is going to have a beat on it, and they're going to test the arm. He fires it in. The throw's cut off. Tagging and scoring from third is Vetrano, and it's 2-1 Rancho Cucamonga. And that ball was not hit very hard and not really much of a chance for Drew Jones to do anything but field it and throw cut off. So a pair of sack flies here in the top half of the fourth inning have given the Quakes the lead for the first time as Jesus Galiz steps in with a runner on second. Two down. And Galiz pops the first pitch up and out of play.
That's a broken window for Pigeon Glassworks. You know what to do. Give Justin a call. 747-2000. That's 2000.
So it was a passed ball against De Leon. But the Rawhide looking to keep the deficit at one as the 0-1 off-speed pitch misses outside. Evens up the count. One ball and one strike. Galiz was a strikeout victim in his prior at-bat back in the second. Waiting on the 1-1 here. Off-speed again misses outside. Seen a little bit more patience from this Rancho Cucamonga lineup as they're facing Lorando for the second time here today. Swing and a miss, or a foul tip rather, as Galiz just able to get a piece of it off the end of the bat and foul it back. So the count even now, two balls and two strikes. Runner on second with two outs here in the fourth. 2-2 off the end of the bat, up the middle, and into center field for a base hit. Galiz is going to reach first. They're going to send Osorio home, and Osorio is going to score. Now a throw down to second. That's not going to be in time, and it's 3-1 Quakes. So with a two-out jump on a slow roller up the middle, Osorio is able to cruise home.
Now batting number 36, Samuel Munoz.
So Galiz with a big hit. And now we're going to have a mound visit for Visalia as Rancho Cucamonga has started to find a rhythm here in this top half of the fourth inning. Again, 3-1 is the score, but all of the at-bats have looked very different than the at-bats that we saw from them the first time through the lineup. As you take a look at the Visalia bullpen there, there is some action behind the Party World sign. Don't know exactly who that is warming up. They will continue to warm up, though, out there in the pen. But offensively for Rancho this inning, it was the leadoff single from DePaula, a sack fly by Thompson, a walk by Vetrano, a single by Osorio, a sack fly from McLean, and a single from Galiz. So there has been contact in this inning. You put the ball in play, you don't always know what's going to happen. And for the Quakes here in this top of the fourth, it's been good things. But Lorando has been pitching well. He's got three strikeouts on the day. He was pitching to contact early. Well, now they're going to pick up off over to second, and a bouncer that Roberts is going to track down as it trickles its way out into center field. So the Rawhide elect to put the play on at second base as we've seen the Quakes be aggressive in their base running. We'll see if Lorando comes home to Munoz, and he does, and that one hit sharply foul up the first baseline. Crowd continuing to fill in here at Valley Strong Ballpark. It was a good crowd at first pitch about an hour ago, but definitely filled in a lot more. Great atmosphere here on a beautiful Saturday afternoon, evening now, as Munoz takes the 0-1 for a strike. So quickly, nothing and two to the designated hitter, Samuel Munoz. As Larondo winds and comes home, that one flared out into left field. Going to be a long run, but it's going to hang up long enough for Junior Franco to make the catch, but not before some damage done. Three runs across in the top half of the fourth inning, and we'll head to the bottom of the fourth. It's 3-1, Rancho Cucamonga on top here in Visalia. Back here at Valley Strong Ballpark, Eric Bentley bringing you the action here. Visalia trailing Rancho Cucamonga 3-1 after the Quakes were able to put a three spot up in the top half of the fourth inning. Cole Roberts up to the plate to lead things off for the Rawhide, and he fouls the first pitch that he sees from Gabe Emmett out of play. And Emmett, for the first time today, working with a lead, and he's going to pick up the tempo a little bit as he's working quickly. Gets the ball, gets ready to go. There is the pitch clock, but he's not letting it get really under 10 seconds as Roberts out in front of the 1-1. Roberts 0-for-1 here this evening. Grounded out to first. Is that one off the end of the bat? But it's right there to Jordan Thompson, who takes a couple of steps over to his right and makes the catch for out number one.
Now batting number one, Jefferson Pena.
So Jefferson Pena will step up to the plate. A lot of the success for the Rawhide so far in this game has been getting runners on base via the walk. They've already drawn four walks. They've also got four hits, but only the one run to show for it as Jefferson Pena takes a strike. Rawhide loaded the bases in the first, loaded the bases in the third. As that one grounded over to short on the backhand, McLean with a long throw, and it's going to be in time for out number two. So Sean McLean, the shortstop, making it look pretty easy as he moves over to his right, has to go to the backhand. And you see it there. Yeah, fairly routine, but he made it look easy. So now two down here as Anderson Rojas will step up to try and get something going for the Rawhide. Again, they've put runners on throughout the course of the evening, but have yet to come up with the really big hit as Rojas takes for a strike. Rojas 0-for-2. Takes a fastball on the inside, and that one for a strike as well. So quickly nothing and two, and boy, Gabe Emmett has really picked up the pace out there on the mound with a two-run lead. His 0-2. Swing and a miss on a fastball, strike three. And the Rawhide retired in order in the bottom half of the fourth inning. So through four, it's Rancho Cucamonga on top, 3-1 here from Valley Strong Ballpark. Fifth inning of action here at Valley Strong Ballpark, the 76th season of affiliated baseball here in downtown Visalia. Rawhide looking to bounce back. They took a 1-0 lead, but Rancho Cucamonga was able to answer right back with three runs in the top half of the fourth inning. Juan Alonso up at the plate to lead things off. Waiting on the 0-1 here from Danny Lorando, and it's swung on and missed. So a quick 0-2 to Lorando, or to Alonso, I beg your pardon. Other than the fourth inning, Lorando has been working pretty well on the bump for the Rawhide, and you see it again right there as he gets the K, his fourth strikeout. And that's the first strikeout that's come via the swing and the miss. The other three have been called strike three, and Alonso just goes chasing a pitch that was moving away from him. Can't really throw it much better there if you're Lorando. One down here, top of the order now for Kendall George. George squares to bunt, pulls back, and that pitch bounces off of home plate and ricochets down the third base side. George 0 for 2 here this evening. Fly ball in the first, a ground out in the third as he pops that one high into the air. Infield left side. Moving out is the shortstop Luis, and now he's going to be called off by Franco in left field. And Franco makes the catch for out number two. So right now, Danny Lorando trying to emulate what we saw Gabe Emmett do in the bottom half of the fourth inning and retire the Rawhide quickly. Now Josue DePaula steps up with nobody on, two outs. First pitch on the way, misses low. Josue DePaula had the double that got the offense started for the Quakes back in the fourth inning, the leadoff double, as he ended up coming around to score that first Rancho run. 1-0 swung on and missed. So the count evens up at a ball and a strike. Lorando winds and comes home. 1-1 off speed, misses low. So two balls and a strike. Again, these two teams have already played four games in this series. Visalia's won two of those. Rancho's won two of those. As the two ones on the outside corner for a strike. And DePaula disagrees. But the outer half of the plate has been there so far this evening. It doesn't matter whether you're a righty or a lefty. Alan Bryan will extend on that outer part of the zone. 2-2 misses inside, and that's a pretty easy take there for DePaula. So the count works full, and I keep mentioning the outer part of the strike zone, and I'm not trying to insinuate that these pitches are not strikes. They indeed are. It's just perfect location on the outer half of the plate, knowing that Alan Bryan has got a really good eye for that half, apparently. Swing and a miss on the payoff pitch, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Danny Lorando. A pair of strikeouts and a flyout. Bottom of the fifth coming up. It's 3-1 Rancho Cucamonga here from Visalia. bottom of the fifth inning here at Valley Strong Ballpark. In between innings, they had the salute to services moment. You see the rawhide with the jerseys with the American flag stitching on the numbers and on the lettering on the front. Always a cool moment to recognize those who are serving and have served, as Chancel Luis up at the plate takes the first pitch from Gabe Emmett for a strike. Gabe Emmett has been working pretty well throughout the course of this game. The Rawhide have threatened. They loaded the bases in the first. They loaded the bases in the third. But only the one run to show for it here so far. And it was a really quick 1-2-3 inning for Emmett in the fourth. Extremely effective as the 0-2 to Luis misses way outside. Chancel Luis been swinging a hot bat for the Rawhide here in this game. 2-for-2 with a pair of singles. Looking to get on base here to lead things off. 1-2 off speed misses high. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Luis batting 231 for the Rawhide on the year. 2-2, swing and a miss as he can't catch up to the fastball. And Luis is retired on strikes for the first out here in the fifth. And that was just Gabe Emmett reaching back and saying, here's a fastball, come and get it. And Luis unable to make contact. So he's retired for the first time today as Ruben Santana will stroll up to the plate. Santana struck out on the first, walked and scored the lone Visalia run back in the third as he takes inside for a strike. So right now, Gabe Emmett has found a rhythm on the bump for the Quakes as he comes in off speed, just misses. So the count evens up at 1 ball and 1 strike. Again, series finale coming up here tomorrow afternoon as the 1-1 misses. Winner of this game guarantees themselves at least a split of this six-game series. Could go for a series win tomorrow. 2-1 on its way, grounded up the middle and into center field. No, McLean diving snag, throws to first in time. What a play. I didn't know if there was a shot that Sean McLean, the shortstop, was going to get there. And at the last second, he lays out with a diving effort and makes the throw to first in time for the second out. What a play. I mean, you see it there. That's full-on effort. And then gets up. And I mean, that throw just barely beats Ruben Santana to the bag. That's the big leagues right there. So now 2 down for Junior Franco. And Franco pops one up and out of play. Foul down the left field side.
That's a 40-cent prize ball. Take that ball to the Valens Cover Team Store. You'll get to keep the ball and you'll get a prize.
So thanks to the defense, 2 quick outs for Emmett. And now Franco lines that one foul down the right field line.
That's a 40-cent prize ball. Take that ball to the Valens Cover Team Store. You'll get to keep the ball and get a prize.
So a pop fly foul ball out of play to left, and then a deep fly ball to right field, but foul. Franco takes his time. Now steps back in the box facing an 0-2 hole for Emmett. The windup and the pitch, 0-2. High hopper over on the first base side. Vetrano's going to charge, fields it on the line, and no, it's a foul ball. That was going to be a really tough play. It looked like that ball had some spin on it headed towards the foul line, and Vetrano, it was going to be a hard play for him trying to charge in to field it. And you watch that ball just spin its way foul. But Junior Franco was pleading at first base saying, you know, he picked that up in fair territory because no tag was applied. So Franco would have reached base with a hit, but instead he's going to have to step back in the box and face another 0-2 from Emmett. Here it comes, and that one's fouled off. So Franco doing what he needs to do in a 2-strike count, which is just foul off some pitches and try and barrel one up. Another 0-2 misses high and in as Franco squats out of the way. Junior Franca listed at only 5'9", but still ducked out of the way of that one, is again another foul ball and a two-strike count. And especially when you've got a pitcher in Gabe Emmett who has really started to find his rhythm the second and the third time through the lineup, sometimes at bats like this, even if you don't get on base, just fouling pitches off and getting pitches out of the arm are productive. But that time, Franco unable to hold up, and he swings and misses on a pitch inside as he tosses his bat towards the dugout. And a second consecutive 1-2-3 inning for Gabe Emmett and the Quakes. That's now seven Rawhide who have been retired in order. We're through five innings of play here at Valley Strong Ballpark, and it's 3-1, Rancho Cucamonga on top. Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. I'm Eric Bentley here bringing you this California League action. Rancho Cucamonga with a 3-1 lead over Visalia here as we get ready to start the top half of the sixth inning here on Nurses Appreciation Night. Adventist Health, before the game, said that there's about 2,000 or so people in the healthcare field who have come out to support the Rawhide, and it's always awesome not only just to see them out supporting, but also for them to get their recognition as well. Up at the plate, it's Jordan Thompson, and Thompson swings and misses at the 1-0. So the count evens up at a ball and a strike. Promotion for tomorrow, I mentioned. Tomorrow, the final game of this six-game series, as Thompson swings and misses at a high fastball, falls behind in the count 1-2. Tomorrow's game, Kids Club Sunday Social, sponsored by Valley Children's Healthcare. Sunday Fun Days, also presented by Valley Children's. $10 meals at the concession stands includes a drink, an entree, a side, a toy, as the 1-2 just misses. $8 breakfast burritos, $5 mimosas, Bloody Marys, and screwdrivers. I might have to come out for tomorrow's game as well. Two balls and two strikes to count, and that one paints the outside corner. Call it strike three as Thompson rung up on strikes. That's the fifth strikeout for Danny Lorando, and that's the fourth one that has been called strike three. And every single one that's been called has just absolutely painted the outer half of the plate. So now Joe Vetrano steps up. Vetrano, a single and a walk so far in this game. And he takes high for ball one. Another promotion. I was talking about Sunday's game. Another promotion. Oh, I beg your pardon. There's a new Visalia pitcher. That's my apologies. I did not notice the change. So we'll get you the stats here in just a minute. As the 1-0 misses up high. Two balls and no strikes. It's Carlos Ray, the lefty, 6'2", out of Hialeah, Florida, who comes in. So the day for Danny Lorando is done. So it'll be, obviously, Ray, who is credited with the first strikeout here in the top of the sixth inning. Three balls and no strikes, though, to Vetrano. Vetrano takes, and that one misses outside, ball four. So a Rancho Cucamonga walk. We'll put a runner on with one down here. We'll get you the stats here on Ray in just a moment. As the first pitch misses outside, the runner on first goes down to second. And getting there easily is Vetrano. So Oswaldo Orio takes a ball in the dirt, but it allows Vetrano to get over to second. And I believe that will go down as a wild pitch. Ray, he's got a 1-0 record for the Rawhide, making his 10th appearance. 2.51 is his ERA and 14 and a third innings pitched as he delivers a 1-0 strike on the outside to even up the count at one ball and one strike. Ray has struck out 20, walked 14, make it 15. Well, actually, you could add one to each of those categories with the strikeout for the first out and then the walk as the 1-1 is in there for a strike. 1-2 to Osorio, who is 1-for-2 today. But a runner on second in a 3-1 Rancho Cucamonga lead. And the 1-2 misses outside. And again, the outside has been there throughout the course of this game. That one, not close enough, though, to get the call. Vetrano on second, Osorio at the plate. Two balls and two strikes the count with one down here in the top of the sixth. 2-2 gets away from De Leon again, and down to third goes Vetrano. So after a really nice sequence for Carlos Ray facing Thompson and getting him to strike out, it's a four-pitch walk to Vetrano and then a pair of wild pitches that allows Vetrano to get all the way over to third. So now the payoff pitch and a big one. Misses low. So back-to-back walks. Osorio will head down to first. And, you know, with the wild pitches that allowed Vetrano to advance, that's not necessarily the end of the world if you're Carlos Ray, because that does put the double play to get out of the inning back in order, as we're going to have another Visalia mound visit. We'll see if it's going to be a pitching change, as Ray has faced three batters, but it looks like this might just be more of a conversation. So there is some activity you see there in the Visalia pen. Somebody getting loose should Carlos Ray have any more issues trying to get out of this inning. So the strikeout to Thompson to start the inning and then back-to-back walks. A couple of wild pitches have put runners on the corners with one out here for Sean McClain. And McClain hitless so far today, but did have a sacrifice fly that scored a run back in that three-run fourth inning as he takes inside for ball one. Two of the three Rancho runs that have been scored have come off of sacrifice flies, as that one fouled straight back to the screen to even up the count at a ball and a strike. Beautiful evening here. Now in Visalia, it was a little bit hot at 6:30 first pitch, but if you're from the Valley, you know as soon as the sun goes down, especially this time of year, you get a little bit of a breeze and a pickoff attempt to first just a bit late. And they were trying to catch Osorio sleeping over there at first, and that's a dangerous play because if that gets past Santana over at first, then that'll be an easy score for Vetrano. But now Osorio aware that the Rawhide are keeping a glance over there. That one fouled straight back again. So a one ball and two strike count. And with two outs, if you're Ray, obviously you're looking for a strikeout, looking for a ground ball. Trying to keep that runner at third, obviously, would be the main objective as the 1-2 unable to catch a piece of the strike zone. So the count evens up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vetrano at third, Osorio at first. McLean at the dish with 2 down here, or rather 1 down in the top of the 6th. Ray takes a look in, now winds and delivers. Swing and a miss. So McLean is down on strikes. Carlos Ray gets his 2nd strikeout of the inning. And that time he said, here's a fastball in a 2-2 count. Come and hit it. And McLean was unable to make contact. So now Jesus Galiz will step in. Galiz 1-for-2. But again, everybody's at bats coming off of the starter, Danny Lorando, as Galiz swings and misses at the first pitch from Ray. And now there's a pickoff throw over to first, and back in time again is Osorio. And that's a nice little pickoff move, the sidearm out of Carlos Ray. You know, the lefty, you've got a little bit more vision over to first base to try and get that quick pickoff throw, and he goes back to the well again, and again, Osorio back in safely. But again, if you're Carlos Ray, one, you've got to trust your arm to make a good throw over to first. You also got to trust your first baseman in Ruben Santana not to let anything get past him as a fastball in there for a strike and a quick 0-2. So Carlos Ray, one pitch away from working around a pair of 2-out walks and a pair of wild pitches to keep this game at 3-1 or 3-2-1. Nothing in two. Galiz waiting on the pitch. Inside, runner on second, or runner on first, goes down to second, and it's in time. So Osorio is caught stealing. Ray tried to pick him off at first a couple of times, but he lets his catcher, Adrian De Leon, get the glory as he throws a rocket down to second. And that was an easy pick for Cole Roberts. All he's got to do is apply the tag, and the rawhide are out of the inning. To the bottom of the 6th we go. Still 3-1, Rancho Cucamonga on top here in Visalia. Bottom of the 6th inning here in Visalia. 3-1, Rancho Cucamonga on top of the Rawhide. And Adrian De Leon will step up to lead things off. And he takes the first pitch for a strike. New pitcher for Rancho Cucamonga. It's going to be number 15, I believe, Christian Rubeck. right-hander as he faces against Adrian De Leon. De Leon ahead in the count, 2-0. Make it 2-1 as that one catches the outside corner of the plate. And I believe this is Ruby's second inning. That's my apologies on that. I missed the pitching change that started, or that came rather, back in the fifth inning. So this will be Ruby's second inning of work. That one skied up into the air and foul up and over the screen. So Rubek with the 1-2-3, bottom half of the fifth inning. Now waiting to deliver a 2-2 pitch to De Leon. De Leon, Jones, and Ortiz due up for the Rawhide here in the sixth. Swing and a miss as De Leon chases upstairs for the first out here in the sixth. And that's now 8 Visalia batters who have been retired in a row by this Rancho Cucamonga pitching staff. It was Emmett who retired 4, and now Rubek has retired the first 4 that he's seen as Jones fouls the first pitch back. Drew Jones 1-for-2 today, a ground out in the first, a single in the third. As he takes for a strike and a quick 0-2. After that third inning where Visalia was able to get their one run across, they have not been able to find the offense. Rubek winds and comes home. That pitch popped up and again out of play, up and over the grandstands here.
Sorry if that's your car.
So the count remains 0-2 to Drew Jones. Jones way out in front of an off-speed pitch, and he's retired on strikes. Back-to-back Ks for Rubek, and he's struck out 4 of the 5 Rawhide batters that he's faced here. And if you're the Quakes, what's one way to protect a lead is get a relief pitcher who can come in and pound the strike zone, and that's exactly what Rubek is doing as Angel Ortiz, the designated hitter, swings and misses at the first pitch. No balls and a strike. Rubek winds and comes home. That one misses outside. Ortiz 0-for-2 today. A pair of flyouts coming earlier. But right now, the Rawhide offense looking just to do something to get this Rancho Cucamonga pitching staff off of their rhythm, and they have yet to find an answer as Ortiz can't connect and falls behind 1-2. And so Ortiz takes advantage of the timeout that you're allowed, and he takes a minute to step out of the box and try and regroup. Rubek's 1-2, swing and a miss. And what an impressive inning for Christian Rubek as he strikes out the side. De Leon, Jones, and Ortiz retired on swinging strikes. And we'll head to the seventh inning of action. Still 3-1, Rancho Cucamonga on top. Seventh inning of action from Valley Strong Ballpark here on a beautiful evening in Visalia. Jesus Galiz, Samuel Munoz, and Juan Alonso do up here in this seventh inning as Galiz takes the first pitch from Carlos Rey for a ball. Galiz was up at the plate when Osorio was caught stealing to end the sixth inning, and he takes a big hack at the 1-0 and can't connect. Evens up the count at one ball and one strike. So Rey out there for his second inning of work, walked two in the top half of the sixth, but was able to get out of it with no damage done as the 1-1 misses. Now two balls and a strike. Galiz 1-for-2 today as he waits on the pitch, and he swings and misses on a pitch that was way inside, and Carlos Rey really just broke down Galiz on that swing, and Galiz is going to take a timeout to think that one over. So Galiz will dig back in and ready. Rey winds and comes home. 2-2 just misses. And the count now full. See where that pitch missed. Yeah, a bit high. So the payoff pitch now is in there, called strike three. And Carlos Rey continues to carve up this Quakes offense as he's now got three strikeouts in the first five batters that he's faced. And two of those three strikeouts have been called strike three. So Carlos Rey, much like we saw from Danny Lorando, has a good idea of the eye of the strike zone of home plate umpire Alan Bryan as Rey's first pitch to Munoz misses for a ball. 1-0 quickly on its way. He misses inside, and Munoz has to duck out of the way. So a quick 2-0 to the designated hitter. Munoz 0-for-2 on the day, a pair of pop-ups. 2-0 up and over the screen, out of play. So 2-1 the count with one down here in the bottom of the seventh. Fifth game of this six-game series. As the 2-1 is in there for a strike to even up the count. Modesto took the game, or rather, Visalia took the games on Tuesday and Thursday. Rancho took the games on Wednesday and Friday as the 2-2 is dribbled off and foul. So the count's still even at two balls and two strikes to Samuel Munoz. Here's the pitch. That one swung on and fouled off in and out of the glove of Adrian De Leon. So the count will stay at 2-2. Again, standings in the California League is a batter timeout. Visalia coming into this one 13-17. Overall, Rancho Cucamonga 17-12. Obviously, still a lot of baseball left to play this season. 2-2 popped high up into the air. Foul ground down the third base side, and it's going to find its way about a row or two up into the seats as a bunch of kids go scrambling to chase it down. So another foul ball and a two-strike count, and Munoz lives to see another pitch. 2-2, fouled off again, and that one looks like it got a piece of De Leon, and boy, De Leon has had a rough evening behind the plate. He hit his hand trying to throw out a runner stealing at third earlier, and now he takes a foul tip. We'll see if we can catch where it got him. And, oh, yeah, just off the inside of the knee. I do not envy catchers. You could wear all the protective gear in the world, and sometimes those foul tips just seem like they find a way to find that one spot in the padding that's not as as, you know, coverage as the rest. And you see it again. Take another look at where it got him. Yeah, just right there on the inside of that right knee. And he immediately turns around and says, yeah, that doesn't feel good. Now back in action. 2-2 lined up the right field side, but foul. And Munoz was wasting no time as he turned on that one. He was just a tad early, though, or else he would have had extra bases in the right field corner. But, again, a long at-bat here. Seen a handful of 2-2 pitches. This will be pitch number 9 in the at-bat, and it's on the outside corner for called strike 3.
That's another bad help strikeout. Give them a call.
So Samuel Munoz gives Carlos Rey a battle, but it's Rey who wins the war with absolute paint. And an emphatic punch out from home plate umpire Alan Bryant. Swing and a miss as Juan Alonso can't connect. And boy, Carlos Rey has found a rhythm since he's come into the game. He has walked two, but he struck out 4 as that one fouled off up the third base side and a quick 0-2 to the left fielder, Juan Alonso. So Rey looking for another quick inning as his 0-2 misses high. Breeze starting to pick up here just a little bit as that one hit sharply over to third, and backing up is Rojas, who fields it, makes the throw across the diamond over to Santana in time for out number 3. So 1-2-3 top of the 7th for Carlos Rey and the Rawhide, but we'll see if Visalia can get the bats going. When we come back here to Valley Strong Ballpark, it's 3-1 Rancho Cucamonga on top. Cole Roberts, Jefferson Pena, and Anderson Rojas step up to the plate to lead off this bottom of the 7th inning. New pitcher for the Quakes. It'll be Callum Wallace who will step in to take over after a really impressive outing from Rubek as that pitch skied deep out into left center field. In the yard, though, as Alonso moves over from his station in left field and makes the catch in left center for out number 1. So Callum Wallace, the 6'3 right-hander out of Brisbane, Australia, looks to pick up where Christian Rubek left off. Rubek retired all 6 batters that he faced, 5 of them via strikeout. First pitch to Pena misses. So Callum Wallace with one down here in the bottom of the seventh. Rawhide need to get some offense going, and that might do it as it's up the middle, off the mound, and into center field as Jefferson Pena has himself a one-out single.
Have you been in an accident? Don't fuss. Call Gus.
And that's the first Visalia base runner since all the way back in the third inning. And a nice piece of hitting there from Jefferson Pena. Do what the pitcher gives you and take it right back up the middle and at least get something going. And Pena has done just that, and now he's set it up for the top of the order in Anderson Rojas, and Rojas swings and misses on the first pitch from Wallace. Anderson Rojas 0 for 3 today, a pair of strikeouts and a ground out. But we saw last night, Rancho Cucamonga scored two runs late as that pitch is roped into right field, and it's going to get down on one hop. Josue De Paula is able to field it. Scampering into second goes Anderson Rojas, and it's a one-out double, and Visalia's put the tying run in scoring position with one out here in the bottom of the seventh. And another really nice piece of hitting there. That one was on the outer half of the plate, and Rojas takes it out into right field and almost got over the head of De Paula, and he has to hurry up and fire it in quickly. So now Pena at third, Rojas at second, Chancel Luis will step up, and the Rawhide starting to make some noise as the cowbells are ringing to life here at Valley Strong Ballpark. And a quick stoppage as Rojas needed to remove his batting equipment. So Callum Wallace after the flyout to start the inning. That one sent deep out into center field. Coming in is Kendall George, and George makes the catch, and Luis is out on one pitch, and it wasn't shallow enough for Pena to tag and score. So that just as good as a strikeout. As you see, Luis was waiting on something first pitch and got just a bit underneath it. And George initially started to go back out there in center field before realizing that he had to try and come back in and make that catch a little bit shallower than he thought. But now with two on and two outs here in the bottom of the seventh, it'll be up to Ruben Santana. And Santana takes high for ball one. Santana 0 for 2 today. He did walk back in the third and came around to score the lone Visalia run. Runners on second and third with two outs. The 1-0 misses outside. With first base open, you don't necessarily have to pitch to Santana. Santana does have 13 RBI on the season. As the high fastball misses inside, quickly three balls and no strikes. Junior Franco waiting on deck for the Rawhide. He's hitless today, but has walked twice. But again, this is the first time that any Visalia batter has faced off against Callum Wallace. Wallace winds and comes home, and the 3-1 is in there for a strike. Or 3-0 is in there for a strike. So now the count 3-1. We'll see if Santana gets the green light in a 3-1 count. Here's the pitch. Santana grounds that one over to short. McLean on a couple of rolls, fields it, throws it in time for out number three. So yet again, Visalia leaves runners in scoring position. We're through seven innings of play here at Valley Strong Ballpark, and it's 3-1, Rancho Cucamonga on top of the Rawhide. So it'll be Hayden Dirk, the 6'1" right-hander, who comes in to take over the pitching action for the Rawhide, and really just looking to keep this Rancho lineup at bay so that the Rawhide can get back up to the plate and try and manufacture some offense. As the 1-0 to Kendall George is fouled off. Eighth inning of action here on a beautiful evening in Visalia. It was a little bit hot at the start of the game, but boy, things have cooled off really nicely as that one's a slow roller left side of the infield. Anderson Rojas charges and throws to first in time for out number one. We've seen a lot of action on the left side of the field, and this was a nice play. Rojas was shaded a little bit in, kind of towards the grass, so that made the play a little bit easier. But you see there, Hayden Dirk, the new Visalia pitcher, making, or rather, he's got a 1-0 record as he delivers a strike to Josue De Paula, making his 11th appearance for the Rawhide. 2.45 is his ERA, struck out 19 in 14 and two-thirds innings of work as he blows a fastball right by De Paula for strike two. Dirk Wines comes home. That one bounces about 5 feet out in front of home plate. And, yeah, I don't blame you. In an 0-2 count, obviously you're trying to get the batter to chase, but you want to make it a little bit more believable than just barely getting to the front of the dirt. We'll see what Dirk comes home with. That one misses low, but this time it gets to the plate. So the count evens up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. That one swung on and missed for strike three. And boy, this Visalia Rawhide pitching staff has just really been pitching extremely well. They've now got 10 strikeouts combined through the three arms that they've thrown. Lorando Ray, and now Dirk gets on the board, and you see the K count there. And the first pitch to Jordan Thompson comes inside, and that one hits Thompson. And now Thompson has a few words for Hayden Dirk as he exits the batter's box. That one came inside, and it got him. Looked like maybe on the elbow guard that he's wearing on that front arm. And you can see maybe, I mean, obviously you're a batter. You're not going to enjoy being hit by a pitch, but I don't think that there was any intent behind that. But nonetheless, words were exchanged. So Thompson will head down to first base with two down here in the top of the eighth. Joe Vetrano up at the plate, and he takes a strike. And Vetrano has been someone who has been hard to keep off the base paths for Visalia. Singled in the third and then walked in the fourth, rather, and in the sixth. As he can't check his swing there, as home plate umpire Alan Bryan says, yep, you went around. And much to the disagreement of Vetrano, as he makes his feelings felt with a quick little lap out of the batter's box. And that gets this Visalia crowd a little active in their cheering. Dirk comes home, nothing and two, swing and a miss. And Dirk is able to work around the hit by pitch. He strikes out two, leaves one runner stranded. To the bottom of the eighth we go. We'll see if Visalia can come up with the timely hit that they've been looking for all evening long as they trail Rancho Cucamonga 3-1 here from Valley Strong Ballpark. Junior Franco, Adrian DeLeon, and Drew Jones due up for Visalia here in the bottom of the eighth inning. The Rawhide looking to find some offense. They've put runners on base a handful of times throughout the course of this game, and they're also out hitting the Quakes 6-4. But unfortunately, the one column that matters is the one that's on the left, and that's the run column, and that's got Rancho Cucamonga with a 3-1 advantage. As Franco fouls the 0-1 pitch back up and out of play, so quickly nothing in two. Franco has walked twice in this one, but has yet to come up with a hit. As he takes high for a ball. Visalia left the bases loaded in the first, left the bases loaded in the third, and then left runners on second and third back in the bottom of the seventh. So opportunities have been plenty as that one is grounded over to second base. Moving to his left is Thompson, and he fields it routinely and throws to first in time for the out. And that's something that we've really seen a lot from this Rancho, especially the infield, is really anything that has been on the ground, as they've made it look pretty easy. That one definitely routine. But now Adrian DeLeon up to the plate, and he takes inside, and that one gets a piece of him, and now he looks out at Callum Wallace, and well, just take off the guard and walk his way down to first base. So again, nothing that looked like it was intentional or anything like that, just trying to come inside, and DeLeon, unfortunately, wears it. See where it got him. Yeah, right there on the top of that guard on that left arm. That's why those guys wear those. So now up at the plate is Drew Jones, and Jones takes inside. Jones 1-for-3 today. The one hit, an RBI single coming back in the third. As the throw down to first is not going to be in time. The pitch missed low, so it's two balls and no strikes as they check on DeLeon down at first. And like I was mentioning, it was a tie game last night going in to the ninth inning, but it was Rancho who scored two runs in the top half of the ninth to go on to the 4-2 win, and I'm sure Visalia would like to get a little bit of revenge in similar fashion, as the 2-0 is cut on and missed by Jones. Two-one on the way. Fouled off near the visiting dugout. So it's a two-ball, two-strike count, and now Jones asks for his batter timeout. I mentioned it a bit earlier. Second overall pick in the 2022 MLB draft by the Diamondbacks. Ranked third in the organization, according to MLB.com, as he takes outside. And the count works full. Three balls and two strikes. So Visalia team with quite a handful of talent on their squad. Christopher Torin, Jansel Luis, Ruben Santana, all ranked on the top 100 prospect list, as Jones takes up high for ball four, and a hit by pitch and a walk has brought the go-ahead run to the plate for the Rawhide here with one out in the bottom of the eighth. So the designated hitter, Angel Ortiz, will step up. And again, like I was mentioning, this has been a game where Visalia has threatened with runners on base but have not been able to come up with that timely hit. Ortiz is 0-for-3 today with a pair of flyouts and a strikeout. One run on six hits for Visalia, three runs on only four hits for Rancho Cucamonga. And all three of those runs coming back in the top half of the fourth inning. So a little meeting at the mound there between Wallace and Galiz to get themselves on the same page. De Leon at second, Jones at first, Ortiz at the plate with one out here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Ortiz waiting for the 1-0 on its way, and that one fouled off of his foot. So the count will even up at a ball and a strike. That one misses low. By my count, Visalia has left eight runners on base so far this evening, and of those eight runners left on base, six of them have been left in scoring position. As the 2-1 misses low, now three balls and a strike. And Visalia on verge of loading the bases for the third time tonight. Ortiz waiting on the 3-1. Ortiz takes on the outer half of the plate, and it's called a strike. And again, one thing you can ask for from umpires is consistency, and the zone from Alan Bryan, from at least from my vantage point up here in the press box, has been pretty consistent. 3-2 swung on and missed, and Ortiz is retired on strikes. So the second out of the inning is Ortiz, unable to catch up with that one. Just a bit underneath it. So now it'll be all up to Cole Roberts with two on, two outs here in the bottom of the eighth. Roberts looking for his first hit of the evening. Wallace winds and comes home, and that one missed, or in there rather, for a strike. So Wallace yet again looking to get out of a jam after putting runners on in each of the last two innings as his 0-1 misses. Evens up the count. One ball and one strike. One, one inside. Two balls and a strike. De Leon at second, Jones at first. Roberts at the dish, waiting on the 2-1. Roberts skies that one high into the air down the right field line, but that one will get its way out of play and foul. And you see the action happening down the right field line. You can't beat a Saturday evening at the ballpark, and that is exactly the same thought that everybody else here had. Great family environment here at Valley Strong Ballpark as well. Great environment. Great way to spend a Saturday evening. And even though if you're watching online, you're not here, we appreciate you for tuning in and watching here along with us as the 2-2 pitch misses. And the count works full. Three balls and two strikes. That's now the third batter in a row that Wallace has pushed the count full. A hit by pitch, or rather a walk and a strikeout. Runners go. And the 3-2 misses high, ball four. And yet again, Visalia loads the bases. And the tying run moves itself into scoring position. As you see the payoff pitch and a fairly easy take there. And this is a rally that really has been given to the Rawhide for free. De Leon reached after being hit by a pitch, and then a pair of walks to Drew Jones and Cole Roberts, and the Rawhide have put ducks on the pond, and they have not yet had a hit to make that happen. They'll be looking for a hit, though, when we come back. They'll be facing a new pitcher for Rancho Cucamonga. It's 3-1. Rancho on top, but Visalia threatening here in the bottom of the eighth. So it'll be the 6'4 right-hander out of Houston, Texas, Noah Ruin, who will step into a big situation. Rawhide with the bases loaded. Jefferson Pena up at the plate, and the first pitch gets away from the catcher, Galese, all the way to the backstop, but not a good read on it from De Leon at third, and no one's able to advance. And those are sometimes really tough plays to gauge if you're the runner at third base, because that ball got to the backstop so quickly, you're wondering if maybe it's going to take a carom back and make it an easy play for the catcher, but instead, it looked like it might have gotten buried a little bit by the padding, but regardless, De Leon stays at third. One ball, no strikes to count. And again, Ruin misses outside. Two balls and no strikes. And again, with the bases loaded, nowhere to put Pena. And the top of the order for Visalia looming, and this would be a real big spot to put pressure on Rancho. With the ninth inning upcoming, and that one gets away all the way to the backstop. But again, De Leon not able to come home from third.
Gotta have more count now.
So now three balls and no strikes, but with the bases loaded, nowhere to put Pena. And Noah Ruin coming out of the bullpen looking to try and settle things down is one pitch away from putting the tying run on third base with two outs. Big 3-0 here to Pena. And Pena taking all the way and takes for a strike. Pena on the year. Does not have any homers. Does have four RBI. Right now, just looking to put one in a gap. Pena takes off speed, and it's in there for a strike. So 3-0 to 3-2. And if you're Visalia offensively, this is probably the biggest pitch of the game that you've seen so far. Runners will be on the move with two outs. De Leon at third, Jones at second, Roberts at first, Pena at the plate. The payoff pitch misses away, ball four. So De Leon comes in to score, Rojas gets the RBI walk, and the Rawhide are within one here in the bottom of the eighth with a tying run standing at third. And really, that's just an easy take. If you're Pena, you're looking for something that's at least maybe going to entice you to swing. But Pena, an easy layoff there. And now Anderson Rojas up at the plate, tying run at third. And the first pitch to Rojas in there for a strike. Rojas waiting on the 0-1. Fouls that one straight back to the screen. And a quick 0-2. So now Rojas going to have to dig himself out of a hole if Visalia wants to keep this inning going. No balls, two strikes. Rojas grounds that one right back to the pitcher, Ruin, who stabs it with the glove, flips it underhand over to first for out number three. And that was a pure survival play by the pitcher, Ruin, as that one got back to him quickly, but he makes the throw over to first in time for out number three. Visalia does get one, but they leave the bases loaded for the third time this afternoon. Final inning of action coming up from Valley Strong Ballpark when we come back. It's 3-2, Rancho Cucamonga on top. Oswaldo Osorio to step up here in the top of the ninth inning. Visalia was able to get one in the bottom of the eighth and trail by one here in the final frame. Osorio takes the first pitch from Hayden Dirk for a strike. So Dirk back out there for his second inning of work, and he comes home just a bit outside. Looking ahead for Visalia to the bottom of the ninth inning, it'll be the heart of the order, Luis Santana and Franco do up as the 1-1 is fouled off up the first baseline. So heart of the order coming up for Visalia in the bottom of the ninth. So obviously they would like to keep this deficit at only one. And the pitching has really been a bright spot for the Rawhide here so far today as the 1-2 is popped back up and out of play. 11 strikeouts as a pitching staff for the three combined pitchers, Danny Lorando, Carlos Ray, and Hayden Dirk. As that one swing and a miss, and right on cue, Dirk retires another one via the strikeout. 12 strikeouts for the Rawhide pitching staff here in this game, and that one was pretty. Just pulled the string on Osorio. And Osorio is retired for the first out. Now Sean McClain up to the plate. McClain fouls the first pitch off. McClain, 0 for 2 today. Did have a sac fly back in the fourth that scored one of those runs in that three-run fourth inning. The three-run fourth inning, the only offense that Rancho Cucamonga has had in this game. A leadoff double, a sac fly, a walk, a single, a sac fly, and a single. And that was pretty much all the damage, or that was all the damage that was done. And for the most part, this Visalia pitching staff has been pitching with relative ease, just waiting for the offense to back him up as the 1-2 cut on and missed. Or the 2-1, I beg your pardon. So now the count even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. McClain chops that one, a high hopper up the left side, charging is Rojas from third. Rojas fields and throws to first in time for out number two. And that was a really nice play from Rojas as he had to charge it at third. It was hit high up into the air. As you can see right there, it almost looked like it hit off the plate and just kind of died. Rojas knew it was going to have to be a quick exchange, and it was just that for the 5-3 putout for out number two. So now Jesus Galiz up to the plate, and he takes a fastball just a bit high. Galiz 1 for 3 today, the one hit an RBI single. That was the end of that three-run fourth inning as he takes for a strike to even up the count. Again, heart of the order coming up for Visalia, 2-3-4, as that one cued off the end of the bat. I mean, unless the Rawhide decide to throw any pinch hitters out there, you would imagine that he'll stick with the heart of the lineup. But trying to get out of the inning here as the 1-1 miss it, or rather the 1-2 misses. So 2 balls and a strike. As you see there, bounces in the dirt. Nice job there by De Leon to block that one. Boy, De Leon's been busy behind the plate for Visalia. He dinged his hand trying to pick off a runner at third. He's taken a foul ball off the knee. He's had to block a handful of pitches. Has to reach outside to keep that one in front of him as Galiz takes for a ball and the count works full. So Hayden Dirk now going to have to come in. Payoff pitch, swing and a miss. And the Rawhide have had the strikeouts on fire here so far this evening. That's now 12 Ks as a pitching staff. And they have given their offense a chance to tie it up or send everybody home happy. Bottom of the ninth when we come back to Valley Strong Ballpark. It's 3-2. Rancho Cucamonga on top. Heart of the order coming up for the Rawhide when we come back. Rawhide need one run to tie, two runs to send everybody here on this Saturday evening home happy as Jancel Luis steps up to the plate and he takes the first pitch in there for a strike. So again, like I said, heart of the order, 2-3-4 for the Rawhide duo. Noah Ruan still out there pitching for Rancho as that one's dribbled right back to him. Ruan has to field it off the ground practically as he gets a short hop and able to throw it over to first in time for out number one.
Now batting, number
so the Rawhide looking to do to Rancho what Rancho did to Visalia last night. We were tied at two going into the ninth inning, and it was Rancho who scored two runs in the top half of the ninth that ended up securing them the 4-2 victory. The Rawhide looking to get some ninth-inning magic of their own as Ruben Santana checks his swing and takes outside for a ball to late appeal down to first, but no swing, says Jeremy Rada. So one ball, no strikes to count. Santana reached base and scored the lone Rawhide run on a walk as he pokes that one down the right field line, and it's just foul. So Santana trying to go the other way and find right field, but just unable to straighten it out there. But not a bad idea trying to go opposite field. The Rawhide, like I've been mentioning, have left about 10 runners on base so far in this game. So, you know, in a situation like this, you would say, put a runner on and try and move him over. But Visalia probably looking for one swing of the bat to tie things up and get some energy here. Off-speed pitch misses inside. Three balls and a strike. But even then, well, if you're the Rawhide, you say, okay, well, we'll take a walk and then one swing of the bat, we'll get everybody headed home. Three balls and a strike. The pitch in there for strike two. So a payoff pitch upcoming to the Rawhide first baseman, Ruben Santana. The 3-2. Santana fouls it off and stays alive to see another pitch. Junior Franco waiting on deck. He's hitless today, but has drawn a pair of walks. But right now, it's Santana waiting on another 3-2. Ruin delivers, and another foul ball. This one straight back to the screen. So again, all that you can do in a big situation like this and with two strikes is stay alive and try and see a pitch that you can drive, and that's what Santana's done. We'll see what he gets here with another 3-2. That one lifted out into right, but there is Vetrano, the first baseman, who moves over and makes the catch. That one was an interesting play. It was kind of off the inside of the bat, lifted out towards the right side, and wasn't sure where exactly it was going to end up going, but it finds its way into the glove of Vetrano, and now the Rawhide down to their final out here in game five of this six-game series as Franco steps to the plate, and he takes just a bit outside. Junior Franco on the year does have three long balls. What a time it would be for the Rawhide for him to get one here. 1-0 misses inside. Two balls and no strikes. These two teams split the first four games of this series. So the winner here tonight will guarantee themselves at least a series split. Is that one line right back up the middle and into center field for a two-out base hit. So Junior Franco does indeed keep the Rawhide alive. And the winning run now on base with two outs here in the bottom of the ninth for Adrian De Leon. And what a nice piece of hitting there for Franco. Right back up the middle into center field. He had been really just, or Santana was battling before he popped up. Franco had the leverage in the count, 2-0. But now De Leon up to the plate with the winning run standing at first. First pitch on the way, and it's in there for a strike. De Leon with one homer to his credit on this young season, but the winning run on base, and now we've got a batter timeout as De Leon wants to think things over. De Leon on the day did have the, or had rather had a single back in that third. Waiting on the 0-1 from Ruin. And an off-speed pitch is a good one on the outer half for a called strike. And now De Leon behind in the count. Quickly, nothing in two. And he's already used his batter's timeout for the at-bat, so he's just going to have to dig back in there and battle. Ruin's 0-2 on the way. Runner on first goes. Swing and a miss, and that's going to do it. An impressive showing for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes as a three-run fourth inning is just enough to hold off the Rawhide and take game five of this six-game series by a final score of 3-2. We'll take a quick break here from Valley Strong Ballpark, and then we'll come back with final stats and scores to wrap things up. Final score, Rancho Cucamonga victorious, 3-2 here in Visalia. Welcome back here to Valley Strong Ballpark. It was a close game throughout. Unfortunately for the Rawhide, they come up just a bit short as they are edged by Rancho Cucamonga by a final score of 3-2. And for Visalia, there's not necessarily a whole lot of things in this game that you could look at as a negative. I want to start with the positives first for the Rawhide, and it was the job that their pitching staff did. It was a fantastic job by those three arms that were in this game. It gets started with Danny Lorando, who got the start, and he was outside of that third inning where he had a little bit of the trouble, or fourth inning, I beg your pardon, where he had the trouble where it was those three runs that ended up being the difference. Other than that, Danny Lorando pitched very well. He had a lot of his stuff going. Initially, he was pitching to contact, but then he started to get the strikeouts rolling, ended up, you know, having a solid outing, even though those three runs are going to be tagged to him. And then Carlos Rey coming out of the bullpen, he had an extremely solid fifth and sixth inning of work. He only faced one over the minimum. He struck out four, a really impressive from him. And then Hayden Dirk comes in and does a really nice job as well, just, you know, pounding the zone, throwing strikes. But unfortunately for the Rawhide, the one glaring thing that they're going to look back at in this game is the lack of being able to hit with runners on base, and especially runners in scoring position. It's not very often that you're able to load the bases three times in one game. The Rawhide did that in the first, they did it in the third, and they did it again in the eighth, and every single time they left the bases loaded. So just that's the glaring issue in this game. Visalia ends up with more hits in the game than Rancho. They out-hit the Quakes 7-4, but unfortunately they were not able to come up with a timely hit with runners on base in order to really push this game over the edge into their favor. With the victory now, the Quakes improve to 18-12 overall. Visalia falls to 13-18 on the year. Again, this series will conclude tomorrow with the sixth and final game of this series. First pitch scheduled for 12:05, and there's a handful of things going on. So great weather. Make sure you come out to the Yard Kids Club Sunday Social, sponsored by Valley Children's. Sunday Fun Days, sponsored by Valley Children's. Lots of deals at the concession stands. You can get your Bloody Marys, your mimosas, your screwdrivers for $5. And then a ticket offer tomorrow. Sunday Bike Valet, sponsored by Southern Sierra Cyclists. Ride your bike to the game on Sundays. Receive a free ticket at the North Gate. And Southern Sierra Cyclists will be on site to operate that valet. Once again, first pitch of that game scheduled for 12:05 tomorrow. As for this game, the Rawhide threatened but were unable to really get a hit when it counted, and they dropped this one by a final score of 3-2. Huge thank you to everybody here in Visalia. I've been Eric Bentley on the call. Rancho Cucamonga takes the victory over the Rawhide by a final score of 3-2, and we'll see you right back here tomorrow at 12:05 for more Rawhide baseball from Valley Strong Ballpark.